Reading passage. The September 11th, 2001, 9/11 attacks threatened American security and drove the country into a state of grief and fear. Many Americans are not aware of what Islamic mujahideens are, and if asked, could not identify one in particular. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, Hamas, and Hezbollah all have long been involved in anti-Israel or anti-America activities. Indeed, some organizations are recognized as terrorist organizations, and others send their representatives to local governments. Most Americans are not concerned about these groups and the similarities and differences among them. Against the backdrop of 9/11, few felt the need to sort out the orientations of these radical organizations. U.S. spending on overseas operations, separated from defense spending in the U.S. budget, increased sharply, especially after 2001. Admittedly, President Obama's policy of the reduction in U.S. operations in the Middle East means this figure is likely to fall. However, increasing militarism of the United States in this area has not changed. Even after the 9/11 terrorists were identified as members of Al-Qaeda, many Americans continued to search for their connection with a larger community in the Middle East. For example, the then-President George W. Bush regarded Iran as part of an axis of evil in his 2002 State of the Union address. In reality, following the 9/11 attacks, thousands of Iranians marched in Tehran in demonstrations out of compassion for America. Furthermore, the Iranian government did not condemn America's attack of Afghanistan in late 2001. The memory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 might have led Washington to wrongly believe that Iran was involved in attacking America. According to CNN on July 19, 2004, the then-President George W. Bush indicated that Iran was harboring members of Al-Qaeda. We can point out some reasons for this confusion. Complicated by Western colonialism, the history of the Middle East consists of complex interactions by many religious groups, secular nationalism, and ethnic rivalries. As a result of the 9/11 attack, many might not have considered important historical events when determining who was really involved. Consideration of the background of this crisis might be asking too much. Nevertheless, reaching an enduring solution to the problem of the United States-Middle East tensions requires that Americans unravel the threads and understand the vulnerable situation in this region, as well as understand the reality that the United States has been criticized in this area. This is not simple. Therefore, it is not easy to produce a solution to either terrorism or instability in the Middle East. But learning the history of the Middle East will help American citizens understand the background of the 9/11 attacks and why American military activities in Afghanistan or Iraq have been criticized.